Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon, wherever you are in space-time. My name is Seth, and I am one half of the usual duo that hosts this show, Hear Me Now, Brother. You may or may not have noticed, if you still subscribe or listen, that we don't podcast as much so often, and we're trying to remedy that in the new year with some new ideas and some things that reflect where we are right now. The entertainment variety show aspect that we have previously done hasn't been really doing it for us lately. But we still want to do Hear Me Now, Brother. We still want the outlet. So just expect something great from our personalities because, you know, we're fun guys. In that case, I will just shut up and I will get into what I'm doing here. We've been meaning to do this for the last 2 months and we haven't really assessed it carefully enough until now. It is the greatest mix of 2006 that we've compiled, the best tracks that we feel are a good exemplify the year 2006 for us. They were the tracks we listened to, and they became a big part of our soundtrack for the year. This is an inaugural edition of something that we're going to be doing in the future a lot more. It's called the HMNB Mix. And I believe we will put these out quarterly at this point, so you can expect the next one in April. It will be a periodic showcase of music that we really like and music that we want people to hear. And so it depends on what kind of listener you are. If you don't like our taste, you're going to just delete this episode right off the bat without even looking at it. And that's fine. I will very clearly label when I'm just playing music here, or when we are just playing music, I should say. But I also hope that you'll give it a fair listen and you'll maybe play this stuff in your life too and maybe find some things that you like. You can always skip through it with your iPod or your listening player of choice. That's all I can say. Me and Nate will be back with more videos. I'm going to start off our set with a scorcher by the band The Black Angels. They're from Austin, Texas. We loved them this year. And they had an album called Passover. This is a track called The Sniper at the Gates of Heaven. We'll be right back.
10. light in your hand and your eyes closed. You had movement out of my sight. You wore no shoes and ate like a leopard and slept with your legs apart every night.
That was Bonnie Prince Billy, a track that Nathan chose called Big Friday. We've had a contentious few couple of arguments about Bonnie Prince Billy this year. I love anything Will Oldham does. Don't misquote me. But I had a problem with this record, and I also had a problem with Cat Power's new record. Just didn't seem to hit me for some reason. Still like this track. Before that was a song that's making tons of waves. It's called Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn, and John. That featured the Concrete's singer, Victoria Bergsman. And, they're very popular. Didn't see them when they came into L.A. last month. Before that was a Norwegian band called 120 Days with a song called Sleepwalking off a album called 120 Days. Very interesting minimalist rock, dancey, as most indie rock seems to be leaning. And kind of minimalist, though, krautrock-esque. I don't really hear a lot of can in there, but I like it. Now on to one of my most favorite bands of 2006 and the band to watch in 2007, a band called Land of Talk from Canada. This is a really cool song called Speak to Me Bones off a new EP that is coming out in 2007 in the States. Applause, cheers, boo, hiss is the name of that, I believe. Anyway. We'll be right back.
continents, and now we keep it simple but make it more complex. We are anti movements, we are anti. One time we believe, but now it's passé and cliche, and she'll say anything to make you move again. But is it the truth? I don't care if it is. Getting down in the town that makes no sound. Getting down in the town that makes no sound. You say there's nothing wrong, but
you can walk back and forward from every angle.
That little cyanide pill that you just chomped down on was called Dog by El Perro del Mar. This is the name of a single woman. Do not have her name in front of me. She's from Sweden, I believe. Very icy, like Nico. We all want a Nico in our lives, don't we? Before that was the dark 80s stylings of Lansing Dryden with a song called A Line You Can Cross. Very mysterious band. They don't show their faces, they only conduct interviews via email, and when they play live, they have stand-ins perform their music for them, which I believe must involve lip-syncing. So, I don't know why they do this, it's pretty pompous, but also kind of cool. I think it's kind of cool anyway. You know, it's about the music, man. Anyway, that album was called, what was it called? The Dividing Island. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. For that was Snowden, a band from Atlanta, with a track called Anti-Anti off an album called Anti-Anti. I don't know, I think that they have a singer with a bit of a limited range, although I've been watching them on some YouTube clips, and they seem like a really cool live act to see. I'm going to be seeing them, I think, at the Echo on March the 3rd, in lieu of Midlake being sold out. Next up is I think it's a French band. They're called Colder, and they have a song called Wrong Baby. I thought it was called Rome Baby or something like that, and I liked it more lyrically that this guy was saying, be my Rome Baby tonight. Something kind of, I don't know, educated about it in its destructive sentiment. So, yeah, this is some more 80s music from me, as you've come to expect, I suppose.
叫んだってもあなたは消えていくだけど駆けていくいつまでも
That was a little song from Soviet era Belarus, from a band called Beirut. I'm kidding. It's a modern song, but this guy seems very obsessed with the Cold War and Eastern Europe in general. It's a track called Mount Roklai. I don't know. Parenthetically, it's called Idle Days. And this album was called Gulag Orchestar. Made a lot of waves about mid-2006 on the blogs. I got really interested in it. It was a nice change of pace for the indie rock that I was kind of getting bored with, or I'm perennially bored with. So, there you go. Before that was a track from my favorite reissue of the year, from the Mighty Cocteau Twins, my favorite band possibly of all time. Top contender for my favorite band of all time. It's a song called Eggs in Their Shells from a B-sides and EP collection called Lullabies for Violin, or Violin, something like that. There's two volumes of that. I have volume one, and I really liked this song. I hadn't heard it. And it's classic era Cocteau Twins from 86, 87, somewhere in there. Band of my life, what can I say? Asobi Seksu was before that. Very guitar-oriented band by way of Japan. It's a track called New Year's off the album Citrus. And I really enjoy this band. Missed them both times. They appeared in L.A., and I regret both of those instances. So does Nathan. I will start off our last chunk of songs here with a band called Shearwater, a song called 7475. This guy gets a Jeff Buckley tag, but I hear a lot of American Music Club in here, and you can tell me if you agree. The song is something that just cut through everything like a knife when I first heard it, and I love it.
Seven.
my heart is for strangers. I know it's unkind, but my own blood is much too dangerous. Hanging round the ceiling half the time. Hanging round the ceiling half the time.
And that was a track from my favorite electronic record of the year. It's Ellen Alien and Apparat from the album Orchestra of Bubbles. That song was called Way Out, and that would be the single from the album. There's another vocal track from Apparat himself, which is actually surprisingly pretty good. And the rest of the album is mostly electronic instrumentals. It's what I expect from Ellen Alien and anything from that she releases. Very, very experimental, edgy, yet danceable, melodic, cold but not too cold. Still has a warmth and melody that I just can't get enough of. So I listen to anything that she's doing with excitement. She's from Berlin. Before that was a piece of Black Americana, a song called Hold On, Hold On by Nico Case from an album called Fox Confessor, yada, yada, yada. Unanimously praised, one of the best albums of the year. And then finally, a bit of Fleetwood Mac-esque music, a song called Head Home by the band Midlake, who is playing to a sold-out show at the Troubadour March the 3rd here in L.A., I like cascading melodies, and I like the sort of harmony that was generated by bands like the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac in the mid-70s. It was very popular at the time. It's now a staple on classic rock radio stations, which I think has dimmed some of the interesting elements of the music. I champion Fleetwood Mac at parties. It's not a very popular stance to take, but nevertheless, I think there's value there, especially when Stevie Nicks is singing. She's got a very interesting voice, and still does to me. So I'm glad that bands are taking bits of some nuances from some of these bands that were maybe overly popular to the point where they're not interesting to some. But Midlake is doing something cool. And finally, I'm going to end off the show with a song called Brother from a band that's wise beyond their years called The Annuals. Here it is. Thank you. And I hope you made it all the way and listened to each of the songs I listed, or maybe you skipped through them. Whatever. Different strokes for different folks, man. It was a fun year for music for me. I really, really took a squinty-eyed look at everything that was coming out and found a few gems, I hope. These were all chosen by me and Nathan, even though Nathan is not sitting beside me and we're not having a conversation about it. So rest assured, this was all vetted by Nathan, all these choices. We'll be back in the near future, a few days. We're going to be putting up a special video that we did in conjunction with a prominent LA podcaster, and we'll do an episode that talks about that after you've seen it. And so Nathan will return. I know he's the funny one, okay? And I realize the strengths and weaknesses of the show, okay? But that's why it's all music here and just me, you know? I want to thank all the bands that were here and we played. And if you don't like that I used your music, please tell me and I will take it off the feed. We can be reached on the web at hearmenowbrother.blogspot.com. I promise I'll update the page. It'll be all updated and brand new. And you can contact us at hearmenowbrother@yahoo.com. So for Nathan and for me, Seth, I wish you a great day wherever you are, a great night, great evening. Auf Wiedersehen. Yes.